Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back one of their fairly rare ballads. That's called Rough Boy. And that's a good song. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Leo Haviland, one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust, author of Words on the Street, Language of the American Dream on Wall Street. And we turn to him. We want to see what's really going on out there in the economy. Leo, I've always been a free trader. I believe in free trade. I do not like tariffs. I don't like anything would even come close to starting a trade war. However, I've been giving President Trump a little bit of slack because I've always believed that his blustering about tariffs was more about getting people to come to the table and creating trade that was fair to America, which we have not had for 80 years. Trade in America for the last 80 years has not been fair for America. What do you think?
Certainly, he has interesting negotiating tactics. The specifics of some of the fairness probably should be focused on, like China, which in particular seems to have taken advantage of bolstered state guidance and aggressive pricing and so forth. And that has helped them gain some traction relative to the United States and many others.
Right.
And I would say probably President Trump's bringing up the unfairness generally does capture the imbalances with China and some other nations. However, what he also is doing on the trade war front, and speaking of protectionism, has implications for attitudes towards, say, the post-war global economic order of free trade, and his stridency and his mercurial behavior in that and other areas makes it difficult for persons to have the confidence in the trading order that would help to underpin economic strength globally.
But yet, aren't we getting news out today that China is coming to the table?
Well, they're just as good as talking as anybody else. We'll see what coming to the table.
Well said, touche, my friend. Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. But one thing you'll never go broke by being distrustful of Iran or North Korea or China or Russia in any negotiation you have with them.
Well, distrust can be prudent, but on the trade front, I don't think we need to worry as much about North Korea or Iran as we do with, say, China.
No, I was mixing my metaphors a little bit there. I didn't mean to do that. I just meant when you're negotiating for anything with those four, they're not going to be genuine. They're going to be disingenuous. They're going to lie through their teeth, every one of them.
Well, several of these nations, and it's partly cultural, I suppose, have a time horizon where they will look for decades with their plan.
Right.
So they're prepared to sit with, say, a nation like the United States and to some extent many European nations, just to see if the leadership of America has the staying power.
Yeah.
And that's going to be important for these trade negotiations. These are interesting salvos and talks, but what will the United States sit and negotiate seriously for 2, 3, 4, 5, or maybe 10 years?
Yeah. There's another thing, Leo, that I want to stick in here. I don't have vast experience negotiating in other parts of the world, but I have some experience. And I've thought a lot about the difference between Western ethics and Eastern ethics. And when I say Eastern, I include the Middle East, Russia, and China. And Western ethics means that I do what we, you and I do what we say we'll do. It's been, we've been, it was codified, this has been codified since Henry II in the 10th century AD and Magna Carta. We do what we say with us. That's the origins of Western ethics. In the East, their ethics are, I can do whatever you let me get away with. Yes, I know what we said, but if you let me get away with breaking that, then it must be okay. And frankly, I don't know why you're mad at me if you don't like that I breached it. I don't understand why you let me do it. That's Eastern ethics to me. What do you think?
You raise a couple of very fascinating issues here. One is that at least in the East, there's probably been more orientation towards the family, community, and state than at least in the past several centuries in the West, which has become increasingly individually oriented. So if it's good for the state, you know, they're not going to be as worried about, you know, keeping their
right.
word, except
right.
as it's going to
yep.
go for the
especially
state.
Especially if you let them get away with it.
Now, with the West, with do what you'll say you'll do, I think in, say, recent decades, arguably, in at least parts of America and the like, how much talk is there about individual responsibility and keeping your word? I think, and to get back to your trading mentality, there's a lot more of short-run advantage talk than long-run commitment talk.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right about that. Leo, I need your website, please.
LeoHaviland.com.
Leo Haviland, H-A-V-I-L-A-N-D, LeoHaviland.com. You'll find his book there and his writings, which will fascinate you and educate you. You'll thank me later for telling you about it. Tim Tim, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.